You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with authors, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Patrick Rickards, a nationally recognized education policy strategist and award-winning author of Dad Provement. Patrick, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters, simply, why did you write this book?
Well, I think it's one of those things, as a small business owner, you're so used to focusing on making decisions and figuring out sort of the strategy on how one's going to succeed. And when you get thrown into the process of adoption, it is a very, very different beast, particularly when you're talking about it from an international adoption side. You very quickly realize you have no control over the process. Those things that have worked for you, those strategies, those decisions that you've always made in the past are now completely out of your control. And it puts you on just this sort of roller coaster that you are unprepared for that really helps reset you then as you move forward.
And why is it so difficult to find adoption stories written by fathers?
Well, I think when you look at it, you see so many of these books written about adoptions, particularly international adoptions, they come from the mother's point of view. And that's usually because this is such an emotional story to tell. And I know that, you know, I have two children who are adopted from Guatemala. And as we've told the tales, both stories very, very different. Folks would always say to me, you know, you really should write that down. You know, that's just such a wild story. I can't believe you all had to go through all of that. And it's one of those things I know for me personally, I sort of think about it and say, wait a minute, how in the world am I going to forget these details? But I think as you look at it, you expect, you know, as you enter the process, you know, so much from the male perspective you assume is going to be focused sort of on the financial and the organizational part of the adoption. And, you know, to have that story told where you're talking about the emotional, where you're talking about sort of the relationship, you know, how it's changed your relationship with your own spouse, how it changes, obviously, your relationship in the family. That's a story that you know, a lot of men just don't feel comfortable telling. You know, we're expected to have this bravado and persona that we're completely in charge and everything goes as planned. And in these sorts of experiences, it just doesn't work that way.
Is it possible for a parent to have it all, in your opinion?
I think this notion is a complete crock, you know, quite honestly. I mean, you look at this, you look, you know, we've heard in recent years of the experiences where you're asking more women in business to lean in, that they have to commit more to their careers and to their work in order to be successful. You know, at the same time, what we've heard for decades now for men is, you know, when things get tough, you know, when you have government officials who are forced out of jobs, what they always give is the excuse is, you know, they're leaving to spend more time with their family, which tends to be code word for they've been fired or they've been asked to leave. And I think what we see, particularly in society, is, you know, this notion that you have to choose is one that is completely wrong. You can have it both as long as you readjust what those expectations are. You know, realizing that, you know, are you going to be able to be a superstar on both sides? That's going to be really hard to do. I think as you look at this, you know, you realize the give and takes, you realize, you know, the choices you're going to have to make. You know, I can tell you, you know, after bringing home my kids, you know, I was the CEO of a state-based advocacy organization. I was also the CEO of a consulting company that I ran. And I would tend to put my business choices, my work choices ahead of my family. And I did so knowing that I was doing it for the good of my family. I was doing it because it was ensuring that I was bringing home a paycheck. It was ensuring the financial stability of our family. And, you know, over time you realize that you're making some real trade-offs to make that happen. And, you know, in the long run, you know, are your kids going to necessarily, remember that, you know, you missed their birthday because you were delivering a speech and as a result you were able to get, you know, the latest video game for the gaming system? No. They're going to remember the fact that you weren't there for their birthday party.
And that's very well said and so, so true. Today we're joined by Patrick Rickards, a nationally recognized education policy strategist and award-winning author of Dad Provement here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Patrick, how does this relate to women being told to lean in with regard to their careers?
Well, you know, I think it's much the same. I think women are facing the reverse that men are having in these relationships. I think when you look at this, you know, men are being told that you sacrifice the family and you're doing it because you're a business success. You know, you have women are being told that far too many of them are sacrificing the career success in order to take care of the family. I think what all of this means when you look at this, you know, you have I think women are being sold a promise that they're never going to be able to achieve. And I think it's unfortunate that all of us are being told that you have to pick. You have to decide if family comes first or if your career comes first. I think what we overlook is we overlook this notion, just as we would in our business relationships. You recognize when you're in a partnership, you recognize how the two of you are going to work together. It's finding that same dynamic in the sense of your family. You know, just having a conversation the other day with folks, as you know, we're dealing with all of this snow and cold here in the Northeast, and people saying, you know, how unfortunate it must be, you know, when your kids are missing school and the mother has to work because the father's not fully emotionally equipped to take care of kids while they're home. Well, that's a bunch of hogwash. A father's just as capable of taking care of either a well child during a snow day or a sick child during the middle of winter. But we've set up these stereotypes that say we have these certain roles. And it's that same role that I think, you know, you have with this lean-in movement. You're trying to get women to say, oh, no, you shouldn't buy into this. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying that, you know, yes, you're going to be able to take time off in order to care for your family, whether you're the man or the woman. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying you're going to take, you know, the full time, you know, as you're dealing with a new child or bringing home an adopted child. And, you know, it's one of those things. You know, you look at it, you know, particularly in the private sector. You know, you have many companies that want to be very generous now with their time off and will give you for maternity leave weeks upon weeks. You have many companies now that are making this shift saying, you know, we're going to give you unlimited vacation. You're going to do what makes sense. And what you find, I think you see it at least anecdotally when I talk to folks, you see it even more so with women, is you see the feeling that you can't take full advantage of that. You can't take your 6 weeks of maternity leave because if you do that, you're seen somehow as being disloyal to the company. You know, if you're given unlimited vacation, particularly if you're a woman in the workplace, you can't take the 3 or 4 or 5 weeks that may help you recharge your batteries, may help you deal with the things you're dealing with on the home front, because somehow that's seen as being disloyal to the family. I think, you know, we need a major reset here, whether you're a man or a woman. We need a major reset in looking at how we find this balance. Because you look at the science, you look at the research that's done, and you find that the most successful people are not necessarily those who are sitting there working 12, 14, 16 hours a day. They're those that know how to manage their time, know how to manage their expectations, know how to get the most out of their time. You know, those are the ones who are sitting there figuring out, how can I do the best both for my professional self as well as for my family self? We want more of that balance. Instead of saying we need to give away one side of ourselves in order to focus on the other. It doesn't matter if you're the man or the woman in the family equation.
And with all that being said, lastly, what advice do you have for a struggling parent trying to balance career and family?
I think, you know, when you look at it, you have to realize you're not going to get it all right. You're not going to get it right the first time. You're not going to get it right the eighth time. You know, this takes a lot of work. And, you know, we tend, you know, it's one of those things, if you think back to what got you on the path in your career, you know, we can think back to college, we can think back to internships, we can think back to all those things that sort of helped prep us, you know, that gave us the preparation we needed, that gave us the insights, that sort of gave us the mentoring. Well, you know, when you move into parenthood, you get thrown in the deep end. There's no testing the waters. There's no internship in parenting. You have to figure it out from go. And you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And it's those mistakes that make you who you are. You know, just as we say that in business, you know, you make mistakes. Mistakes are what make the successes even better. And I think looking at this, You know, the first thing we have to do is you have to realize it's not a choice. It's not a decision. You're not sitting there saying, do I want to succeed in business or do I want to succeed in my family? You want to figure out, how can I do both well? How can I do both with pride? How can I do both that at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to be proud to tell my kids not just about our family, but what I do for a living and the impact it's having. You know, how do you find that sense of balance? And then recognizing, you know, how do you do it in a way that just makes sense for you and, I mean, and for your spouse and for your family? You know, what are the priorities, whether it be in terms of time and where you're spending your time, whether it be in how you're spending your financial resources, whether it just be in how you run your household? You know, it's looking at it. You have to, I think, address the family perspective as if you're running a small business, because that's really what it is. And you're doing it not just as a sole proprietor, but you're doing it as a in a partnership in most places. And so how do you find that balance? And realizing that you're going to make a lot of mistakes. It's the mistakes that are those interesting stories. It's those mistakes that make you the family that you really become. Without that, you know, you're simply a textbook definition. And nobody experiences that. And so it's embracing those mistakes, embracing those foibles and those struggles, and figuring out how then you learn from them so that you're improving each step of the way.
Certainly a great conversation and topic covered here today. Certainly appreciate your joining us, and I'm sure the listener can certainly relate to a lot of what you've said today. Tell our listeners where they can get more information and pick up Dad Provement online.
Sure. You can visit our blog at www.dadprovement.com. Or you can look to us on Twitter at Dad Provement. All sorts of information regarding families, fatherhood, adoptions, and all things in between in terms of finding that balance.
Well, Patrick, we certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us and look forward to a chance of you coming back to be with us on Enterprise Radio.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
We've been speaking with Patrick Rickards, a nationally recognized education policy strategist and award-winning author of Dad Provement. And once again, the website of reference is dadprovement.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.